Good morning, friends. Good morning. I'm certainly happy to be coming your way once again with the short gospel message, and we hope that it'll be a blessing to all the listeners. I want to take this opportunity to thank everyone who has stood by us through the years. As we pause and reflect for a few moments, I realize that we're coming down to the close of 1976, just very quickly now. We're in the month of December, and it'll soon be gone. Then in January, well, in fact, I believe it was January the 22nd, somewhere along this date in 1965, we first began the Mission Prayer broadcast. So we're closing out, will be soon, our 12th year of gospel broadcasting. And many, many thanks, may I say, to each of you who made it possible for us to send forth the gospel over the radio, different stations, different times, and we appreciate the blessings that the Lord has given us, and we appreciate the help that each of the listeners have been who have responded and wrote us and have written us and said that we appreciate the message, we want you to stay on the air. Dear ones, may I say today that we're depending on the Lord and upon you to help us with the gospel broadcast. Now, listen to this scripture. This know also, that in the last days perilous times shall come, for men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truth breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, petty, high-minded, lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. From such, turn away. 2 Timothy 3:1-5. Now, isn't that a tragic condition for things to get into? Yes, this is what the scriptures tell us is going to happen in the last days, and I'm convinced we must have reached those days right now in which we live. Then again, in 1 John 4:1, we find this verse. Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits, whether they are of God, because many false prophets are gone out into the world. Now, if that was written many years ago, shortly after the Lord was taken away from his apostles back into heaven, and it was true then, how much more is it true today that there are many false spirits in the world today? Dear ones, you cannot afford to believe everything that you hear people say, even preachers, because many of them have motives other than preaching the pure gospel of Christ. So may the Lord help us that we may be able to discern the difference between the false prophets and the true prophets of the Lord. Now, if that is a condition in the world today, we believe it is, then someone might ask, then how could anyone live for God? Well, I want to say the Lord has an abundance of grace, dear ones. In fact, this scripture here in Romans 6:1-2 says this. What shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? God forbid. How shall we that are dead to sin live any longer therein? So, here the apostle had been pointing out how that grace was so far superior to the law, and how that we could be delivered from the bondage of sin, and we don't have to live in sin. This is something that you don't have to do, is to live as the world lives and live in sin. In fact, I'd like you to notice this scripture here, the testimony of the Apostle Paul in the 4th chapter of Philippians, beginning with verse 11. Not that I speak in respect of want, for I have learned in whatsoever state I am, therewith to be content. I know both how to be abased, and I know how to abound. Everywhere and in all things I am instructed both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need. I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. And I say too, dear ones, today, we can live for God through the grace of Christ if we're willing to do so. These verses express the fact that the Apostle Paul had learned to be content with whatever his condition in life was from day to day. I'm sure he was not speaking of the time before his conversion, when he was on the road to Damascus with letters of authority to persecute the saints and take them into custody, causing some of them to blaspheme. To this early life, no doubt, there were many heartaches, disappointments, and much restlessness and discontentment. Surely he was not happy with conditions existing before the Lord brought peace to his heart. Nevertheless, he had learned many things. His education was one of the best in that day. His chances for success seemed good. Yet I think of his life in connection with the scripture found in Isaiah chapter 57, verses 20 and 21. And there are so many who would fall into this category today. Listen, but the wicked are like the troubled sea, when it cannot rest, whose waters cast up mire and dirt. There is no peace, saith my God, to the wicked. These verses clearly point out a class of people who are not content with their conditions in life. They're in trouble, but seem to be unable to find a solution to their problems. The fact then remains that the trouble stems from an inward discontentment. One may have the possessions needed to last him for many years, along with plenty of food and clothing. But if this inward desire and search for God is unsatisfied, he is in a most miserable condition. Perhaps there are some listening to this broadcast this very day who realize that this is their state in life. You may be driving along in your automobile. You may be at home or by your bedside or wherever you may be listening to this broadcast today. We want you to know that if there is a longing in your heart for peace and satisfaction, this can only be fulfilled and satisfied through the atoning blood of Christ our Savior. In other words, you can learn to be contented with the outward circumstances if you are at peace with God in your heart. I'm of the opinion that Paul knew when he was in the center of the will of God, and he knew that if God was for him, it mattered little whether others agreed with him or disagreed. It mattered little whether they administered to his needs or whether he went hungry. He knew he was doing the will of God. Friends, let me tell you something. This is a great need in our world today, that each of us so place ourselves without reserve in the hands of God, who understands our needs better than we could tell him with our lips, that in this way we will be able to rise in his service, and certainly it brings a contentment to our heart. He understands the longings of every heart, and he knows how to satisfy the vacancy in your heart regardless of your condition. And this is true even though there may be many, many others living hypocritical lives and who are false prophets and who do not have the cause of God at heart. Listen once again to the testimony of the Apostle Paul in Hebrews chapter 13 and verses 5 and 6. Here we find, let your conversation be without covetousness, and be content with such things as ye have. For he has said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. So that we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper, and I will not fear what man shall do unto me. this sounds to me like the Apostle Paul really found the springs of living water, which brought contentment to him. He was not afraid of what others could do, for he knew that God was standing nearby. Then listen once again to his testimony found in Romans chapter 14 and verse 8. Here he said, "For whether we live unto the Lord, and whether we die unto the Lord. Whether we live therefore or die, we are the Lord's." Someone might say then, yes, perhaps Paul was satisfied, but he was an exceptional man. There are no more like him today. Well, I agree, Paul was an exceptional man. But I do not agree with those who seem to think that people in our day cannot obtain satisfaction and peace from God. I do not believe that God is a respecter of persons. What he has done for one, he is able to do for another. Dear ones, we should not lose sight of the fact that our time is swiftly passing from us. Today, we are a little closer to our eternal home than we've ever been before. Our Father, we ask that you would bless the message to the good of every listener. If there are those who are dissatisfied with the ways of sin, we pray they'll repent, turn to thee, and believe the gospel and be saved before it's everlastingly too late. And for that which is accomplished, we'll surely give you the praise. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you, friends, for a few moments of your time. If we may be a help to you in some spiritual way, be sure to let us know. Now, until we meet again, this is Willie Murphy saying God bless and keep you always, and a very cheerful goodbye.